Our guest is Kay Jensen, defenseman for the Victoria Royals, and just catching up. This is literally like just an hour after your final major junior game. You skated off the ice. What was going through your mind?
More of a shock. Just couldn't really believe that this was finally it. I mean, I always sat in the dressing room when I was 16 and heard the 20-year-old saying, you know, it flies by, and everybody said that. It sounds like a cliche, but skating off the ice was one of the weirdest feelings of my life. Been doing this for 5 years, and I feel like I'm coming back next year, but that's not the case. So I think it was just it's definitely a new feeling for me.
You've been on several different teams throughout. What kind of impact were you able to have with this group, and were you able, you know, to get that bond in the short time frame that you're in here?
Yeah, I definitely, at the start of my 20-year-old year, I kind of was thinking about the potential teams that I could be playing for this year to finish off my 20-year-old year, and I thought Victoria was the last one that I would go to, with Tyler Soy and Chaz Redekop and Regan Nagy with the 20-year-olds. I mean, you can't really find three better players than that. But I was very fortunate and very blessed to come to Victoria. I, like you said, I've been in a couple organizations in my 5 years, and I can say with all my heart that this is by far the most professional, most elite organization I've played for. And you know, every team I've played for, I've made great friends, but it just seemed to be the friends I made here, I feel, are going to be lifelong friends for sure.
What are you going to miss most?
Everything. I think we take this league for granted. I think it's a lot of these kids come to the rink to you know, they have their expectations, and when their expectations aren't met, they think it's the end of the world. But I think in the end, if you're playing in this league, it's the best opportunity anyone can ask for.
Okay, the days leading up to, over the last little while, I guess you could say, I'm sure it's been on your mind a little more than it has in the past. What kind of things popped in your head? What kind of memories were you thinking of? What kind of highlights? Something that stood out for you?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think, you know, you always get the thoughts of, I know this could be the last one tonight, this could be the last one. But you take it day by day, one shift at a time, enjoy the little things, because like I said before, this flies by. 5 years goes by faster than anyone thinks, and I wish I could play another year, but you know, there's always that saying, life's about to kick in. So no, but I'm very thankful for my time in this league.
What lies next for you?
Just rest and family time. I think there's going to be some decisions here that are going to have to be made with my hockey career and obviously my life. But you know, there's no rush. I think the biggest thing right now, with everything going on with the victims in Humboldt and everything, you know, my heart goes out to those people. So I think the thing is to do now is, you know, go home and hug your parents, hug your brother, girlfriend, whatever you got. So I think that's the goal right now, is just to relax and do some family time.
Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to say to the fans?
Yeah, thank you. I know thank you isn't enough, but I'm so thankful. I'm so fortunate for being able to play in front of amazing fans and the best city I could ever imagine. I think out of my four teams, this team will stick out to me the most. So I'm very thankful for all the opportunity and best fans.
Kate, thanks a lot for this. Thanks for your time. It's great to get to know you, and all the best in your future.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.